from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
We know the Bears have the fourth easiest schedule based on last year's record. But what did you make of Mike Sando of The Athletic's schedule ranking based on QBs they face from this tier rankings? They face the second easiest collection of opposing starters with just 7 games against second tier quarterbacks and none in the top group.
Well, that's how you define whether the schedule is difficult or not, really. And last year, I think a little unfairly, but not necessarily inaccurately, there were questions that lingered about how good the Bears defense really was based on the inexperience or the bad quarterbacks that they played and dominated. So they didn't beat necessarily the Mahomes and Burrows and Josh Allens of the league. They aren't playing any tier ones this year, and thank goodness. You don't have to apologize for your schedule ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. Whether it's the Bears season, a college football team, the NBA, whatever the sport, whoever it is, never apologize for the schedule. The Bears don't have to offer apologies. They should look at this as an invitation to intimidate. This is what they should do. This is who they are. This is what their defense does. Yes, take advantage of the situation. Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4, all comers, take them on, defense. This is what this season will become. The Bears' defense becomes the strength. The offense scores touchdowns instead of field goals, and everybody's laughing because they're 10-7. That's what you want to happen, and that's how you take advantage of the second easiest collection of opposing starters.
You took my record, 10-7. That's what I had them going this season. I mean, this is exactly what you want overall looking at this. They make these schedules all the time like this. So with that being said, you want to take advantage of this. This is why we're asking the question of why this team can probably get into the playoffs. It's because of the reason like that, looking at their schedule. That's why I have them here at 10-6. And really, you want to take advantage of that. The defense needs to step up big time on that one. Hopefully, the defensive line can hold up. Their strength is their secondary, so you love that. If the offensive line can hold up and Caleb Williams can be what Caleb Williams is supposed to be, this franchise and face of the league in the future, then, yes, we should take advantage of this, and you got to love it, that the fact that the schedule comes like this. And then it might get harder next year. So it just is what it is. Whatever the schedule is put in front of you, you face it, and you challenge it, and you got to achieve and accomplish it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the reality is that they don't face Mahomes or Burrow or Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson. Thank God. Thank God. Who wants to face those guys? And if they do face them, they'll face them in the Super Bowl. You know, it'd be great to play Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Wouldn't it be great to see Joe Burrow play in the Bears in the Super Bowl? I'd be all over it.
Wouldn't it be great if they had the disadvantage at quarterback in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers owns them. How are they going to beat them? They're going to beat them in the bloody Super Bowl. Yes. That's how. So, yes. I mean, that would be awesome. I don't think anyone complains. And I think you're absolutely right. This relates to the earlier question. This relates to the question of whether or not the Bears are a playoff team. Part of it is that they have the fourth easiest schedule in the league, and they face the second best schedule in terms of the quarterbacks they face. Now, they face a pretty good quarterback on opening day, so it would be really nice to go out and set a tone and be really good and show C.J. Stroud who's boss. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Just to begin a really good season by winning some games like that. And you know, they are going to play some good quarterbacks, but they're not going to play all the great ones. And that's fantastic. That's a good thing. And hopefully the defense dominates. Hopefully they gain all sorts of momentum and confidence by virtue of beating up on bad players, if that's what happens. These quarterback ratings, it's all nonsense, and schedule stuff is nonsense because it depends on who, what they look like when you play them. Who's there when you play them.
Who's
it
there?
It depends on how you are physically
who's
when
healthy.
You play them. That's it.
How many teams out there,
but
though,
it's nice.
Look at the Bears, and how would they look at the Bears? Because according to this measurement, this kind of ranking system, Caleb Williams wouldn't register as somebody that an opposing team would feel threatened by. It would qualify as maybe a quote-unquote easy game. Do you think there's any team on the schedule that looks at the Bears and Caleb Williams at quarterback as an easy challenge?
You see, it goes right back to the first question. Do they have a playoff roster? And I think the depth of the talent on their team is such that I don't think they look like an easy mark to anybody. And I, quite frankly, I don't know what they're going to be. I think teams look at them and think, man, they could be pretty good. Well, everyone in the league is watching this thing, the Hard Knocks. The vibe is good. There's a really good vibe, and there's a feeling that the Bears are getting better, and they've got some really good talent on the team. You know, they've improved even from DJ Moore and Montez Sweat, which is what they had by the end of last year. It's a team on the come.
I think that's true. Hard Knocks helps. It also helps when you have a general manager who articulates the plan as well as Ryan Poles did the other day, and when he has made some decisions that have been impactful, but more importantly, he has avoided sometimes the best moves are the ones you don't make. And I think that we look at what he has done and what he has avoided doing, put them in a position where they can feel like they entered the season with a playoff roster.
I think we should argue about that a little bit. I think there's two things. One, if you had Matthew Judon on this team, mm-hmm. I think you'd look better than you do right now. You would. On paper, you would look like you had answered like a huge question. I don't know what you were going to do with the future and how you were going to be able to sign him, whatever.
Okay.
And he still hasn't signed. But I think he's a top-notch talent, and I think their defense is going to be really good, but I think that they would be intimidating if they added a guy like that.
When we come back, I'll tell you the two decisions that Ryan Poles didn't make, the two moves that he avoided making that I think have made a big difference and why there's confidence
that is justified.
Does coaching
count? Does coaching?
Yes, coaching counts. Coaching
always counts. I think if you like Ryan Poles, and I think everyone right now likes Ryan Poles, I think that keeping Eberflus was the right move because it kept him in power. I wonder what we'd be talking about right now if we felt there was a power struggle between the head coach and the general manager.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.